Geek Radio Daily for Wednesday, May 6, 2009. Hey, it's All the Geek and... What is that dance, sir?
That's a freaky little Wednesday dance. Ow!
Oh, a freaky Wednesday dance. Okay. Why not, sir? Why not? Look at there. The gang's all here. Look over there with his Wednesday dance. It is the vicar.
Honey, trust me. Fun doesn't last.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Okay.
Is that you want? No, I'm not even going to say that.
No, we're not going to say anything.
No. We're going to be good. Well, we're going to try to be good. We're going to try to do something today because I'm Billy Flynn.
My boy, I'm not even sure that we all exist on the same plane of consciousness.
I'm not sure of that at all.
You know what I found out? I found out that Netflix, I was looking to see what they've got on the Watch It Now action.
Yep.
Netflix has the first three seasons of the current Doctor Who run on Watch It Now.
Yes, they do.
Dude.
And they've got, they got all the South Park. All of South
Park.
Yes,
found that yesterday, too, because I watched Mecha Streisand.
Nice.
I did that yesterday, so I'm excited. Yeah.
Robert Smith. Okay. On this date in 1851, the refrigerator was patented. Yay! Without it, we couldn't have football. Sir.
Nor would Indiana Jones be alive.
No, exactly. So thank God for that.
Yeah.
This date in 1891, electrician Irwin H. Hoover began installing electrical wiring in the White House.
The Hoovmeister!
On this date in 1937, the Hindenburg dirigible was destroyed by fire when it struck its mooring mast at Lakehurst, New Jersey.
Yeah, we saw that in the Waltons.
Oddly enough, on this same date, on this same year, 1937, the first coast-to-coast radio program conducted by Herbert Morrison was done. He was reporting live from the Hindenburg.
Wow.
Wow. What a great way to start your program. And finally, sir, it was on this date in 2004, just for you, the final episode of Friends.
Oh, there we go. We really, 2004, so 5 years ago, half a decade.
5 years,
ago
yeah.
Holy cow.
But at least you've had Joey keeping you company all these years.
That's true.
Haven't you loved that show? Hasn't it been great?
One and a half of the years,
What? It's still not on?
Sigmund Freud, tell me about your mother.
Is just a doobie.
Oh, word. Born on this day in 1856, Gaston Leroux.
Gaston!
Was born on this day in 1868, the man who brought you The Phantom of the Opera, the guy who wrote the novel.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Orson Welles, born on this day in 1915. George Clooney, who seems in odd company there, but whatever, born on this day in 1961.
Kevin Smith is 39 years old.
I love that guy.
Major Evan Lorne from Stargate Atlantis.
Oh.
And Michael O'Hare is 57. He was Jeffrey Sinclair on Babylon 5. Both shows that I know you've probably never even seen
of. No,
that's fine. But you know episodes you might have seen?
What's that?
Stuff that's on tonight on TV.
Oh, hell yeah, bitch. Here you go. This is what's on the tube tonight, kiddies. All right. You got on CBS, The New Adventures of Old Christine, Gary Unmarried, and Criminal Minds.
What?
Word.
Oh, my goodness. ABC tonight has 1 hour worth of Scrubs, where JD says goodbye to Sacred Heart. No!
So is this the final epi?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, they've now changed it and calling it the season finale, so I guess they're going to do the show without him.
Yeah,
so that always works.
I don't know what that
After
means.
That on Lost, Juliet and Sawyer are scrutinized. Hopefully that means Juliet's going to get stripped down.
I'm hoping there'll be toplessness there. On Fox, you get Lie to Me and Live American Idol, the result show from last night's Slash episode.
Oh, that's crazy. Slash episode?
Yeah, Slash was the
mentor.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant like Slash.
Oh, no, not Slasher.
I thought you meant Slash Vic.
Slash and his enormous Jufro was the mentor this week.
All right. Tonight on CW and America's Next Top Model, a model breaks down on the panel.
No! But does she break dance? Because
that would
impress
rocked.
Me. AMC, American Movie Classics. You got your Die Hard 2.
Electric
and you got
Boogaloo.
Your Clear and Present Danger.
Tonight on A&E on The Exterminators, Gator Park Swarm.
Ah!
Swarm and Gators.
Oh, God.
Coming at you.
Well, if you mix that with the Animal Planet, you've got an episode of Ratzilla. You put them together.
Ratzilla.
That's an ugly day.
Ratzilla.
And Ratzuki.
Oh, Lord. Tonight on Comedy Central, whatever it's called. South Park, sure it's a rerun, but it's a rerun featuring the superhero, the Coon.
Nice.
You have to tune in for the Coon. It's my city. I shall protect her.
I will, too. All right,
E.
True Hollywood Story investigates serial killers on the loose. Well, listen, if you got them, quit investigating them.
Yeah.
Freaking arrest them.
Lock their ass up, please.
I know, right?
Country Music Television showing Shanghai Noon. That was a little fun little movie. Jackie Chan, Owen Wilson, Old West.
It's an odd network. IFC is showing Clerks, followed by Chasing Amy, skipping right over Mallrats.
Well, most people do.
That's true.
Unfortunately. Discovery Channel and Mythbusters, Jamie and Adam look at swimming in syrup. You ever swim in syrup? Have syrup squishing between your toes?
Between your toes. Never done that, though. Octopussy is on ION. I don't recommend you watch it.
No, because enough with that woman and her kids.
Oh,
Jesus.
Damn.
Family Channel showing Stepmom, FX showing Van Helsing not once but twice.
I know, right?
God of mercy. History Channel Monster Quest, Gigantic Killer Fish 2.
Oh, God, more.
Not just the first one.
This time it's personal?
This time it's personal.
Wow.
Spike TV for Guys, The Ultimate Fighter. Tonight's episode entitled $100 a Tooth.
Nice.
If I'm watching anything tonight, though, sir, it's going to be on Lifetime Television for women. Because tensions arise when a newlywed has her husband move into the home of her verbally abusive mother. It's always a good idea.
Great. Is it the throw mama from the train chick?
No, unfortunately
I would love
not.
That.
Tonight, Christine Lottie and Nicole Tom star in The Book of Ruth.
I want to see it with the throw mama from
that
the train
That would be
chick.
Great.
The mail's in.
Oh, hi there.
Taking a peek at the GRD mailbag. Hello, my geeps. I'm sad to say that I've returned from my trip to Disney World. But I had quite the geeky time when I was there. First off, I met Time Man from the Fine Forbes over at geekradiodaily.com. Look at there. I've got the bell right there. That's awesome. So that was cool. I got a spiffy t-shirt from the Star Tours gift shop with a Stormtrooper helmet on the front, picked up an Indiana Jones Mickey Mouse, and most importantly, took my daughters on the Star Tours ride. They both loved it so much, we rode it 3 more times. Got to rate those geeks right. But one of the coolest and geekiest things there has to be the mission space. That we talked about this. It was incredible to feel the G-forces as you flew on a mission to Mars. They have they have barf bags on that ride just in case, because it's realistic, sir.
Tasty.
The only downside of the trip was missing a week worth of GRD Eppies, but I took care of that this afternoon in a marathon listening session. Now, that's a fun way to spend an afternoon at work. This has been, as always, Surreal.
Surreal.
Thank you, sir.
Do you recognize, Surreal, that 4 months from today, we in Hotlanta, baby?
Oh, snap!
I'm just saying. All right.
Dear minor internet celebrities, I wanted to know what your take was on the Wolverine movie. I was at the theater 5 hours before the movie started to get great seats. 5 hours?
Wow, that's a bit excessive.
Wow. For the midnight showing on Thursday, and I loved it except for the part about how he lost his memory. So until you guys can think of a better way of Wolverine losing his memories, make mine GRD. That's Jonathan in Birmingham. Well, Jonathan, I'll tell you, first off, check out This Weekly, and you'll hear my full thoughts on Wolverine. But I'll tell you right now, I gave it 6 pants. I know a better way for him to have him lose his memories. During the adamantium graft, like he's supposed to.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
No more
red. I haven't seen
the damn thing, okay. So yeah, I got no comment.
I would say, honestly, just get the thing off the net.
I may Netflix it when it comes out.
Okay,
I'm not in a hurry. Here in the reviews, I'm not in a hurry. Trek is coming this weekend, though, bitch.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Trek going to be off the hook, yo.
So y'all want to write to us? That would be cool.
Be fantastic. All you got to do is send a note to a podcast, Billy Flynn, Vicar, the Bruce of Flinchers, all at geekradiodaily.com.
Send photos.
Please, won't you? Wednesday means we're going to take a peek inside the long box, check your geekified news here this Wednesday, May 6th edition of Geek Radio Daily.
Oh, yeah. Introducing 2 Minute Danger Theater, a podcast with an unending appetite for excitement.
Hello, I'll be your alien invader this evening.
Blast off with Commander Ranger and Cadet Nancy as they set foot on alien worlds.
The temperature is 50 degrees below zero.
It looks like we only have one spacesuit aboard the ship. You'll have to wear this bathrobe.
Trek around the globe with jungle adventurer Blake Diamond as he searches for an ancient mystical ruby.
Is that what I think it is?
Yes, I believe we've discovered the Holy Grail.
Damn it! Where's the ruby?
Wherever there's a Nazi plot to thwart or a humanitarian crisis to ignore, Blake Diamond will be there.
Lost Ark of the Covenant, map to the city of Atlantis, missing Link.
And don't forget the voice, that mysterious crime fighter who lurks in the shadows.
If you don't talk, you'll force me to use my powers of telepathy.
Oh, yeah? I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 10. What is it?
1.
No.
10.
No.
1.
Yes, 2 Minute Danger Theater. Just go to dangertheater.com. Please consult a physician before listening.
Nancy, what are you doing with that llama?
Milking it, sir.
Geek Radio Daily for Wednesday, May 6th, 2009. It's all the geek and... Where the hell's my new episode of 2 Minute Danger Theater?
Word, I know, right?
We were just talking about that. Yeah,
where
is that? I'm sorry, that didn't rhyme at all, but I got a little concerned there. Yeah, I got very concerned. Hey, it's Wednesday.
Actually, I'm looking for a Batman number 14.
That's a very serious book, man.
Oh, hell yeah. You know what else is a serious book, Billy Flynn?
What's that, sir?
I'm peeking inside Flynn's long box here, courtesy of ComicList.com, and I see from Alterna Comics, Jesus Hates Zombies. Lincoln Hates Werewolves, graphic novel volume 2 of 4.
All about damn time, sir.
Yeah.
Antarctic Press, Demon Cleaner, number 1 of 3.
Ooh, does he come to your house, you know?
No, I think that means someone's cleaning a demon. So,
ooh, scrub them.
Oh, yeah. Look, and they also have that Fire and Brimstone, number 5 of 5 is out today. Ooh, Prince of Heroes, chapter 2, number 1 is out too. So there you go.
Aspen Entertainment, you got your Soul Fire, issue number 9, the resolicit there. Also, Soul Fire, New World Order, number 1 of 5. I don't know if Snoop appears in this, though.
Oh,
like Soul Plane, I'm not sure.
Boom Studios, Farscape, Strange Detractors, number 2 of 4, and Irredeemable, number 2 is out today.
How about from Dark Horse? You got Cull finishing up for your Robert Howard action. Issue 6 of 6 is out. Also, Boris Karloff, Tales of Mystery Archives, Harkava.
Hardcover. Boris Kala, Asia now.
Oh, Lord of Mercy.
Everyone's a real... Anyway, hardcover volume one. That's
Buffy the Vampire Slayer number 25 from season 8 is out as well. DC Comics, Astro City, The Dark Age book 3, number 1 of 4 is out today.
Not reading Astro City. I haven't looked at that. You know what I want to check out, though, is Dead Romeo. Issue 2 of 6 is out. Dead Romeo looks cool. That's by that guy's son. What is it? Is it D. Snyder's boy? It's one of these rockers' sons that's doing that. Yeah. Also, Jonah Hex, issue 43 out from DC. Solomon Grundy, 3 of 7. Is it just me that I have no interest in a Solomon Grundy book?
I read the first one.
And it was okay.
All right. You know. Let's see. Flash Rebirth number 2 of 5 is out today. Maybe that'll be better than the first one. The first one, I have mixed feelings about that. Power Girl number 1. Look at there. Power Girl gets her own.
I might check that out.
You have to. Well,
yeah.
That's a great outfit.
Because, wow.
And if she gets some Diet Coke, she's going to be wacky. At least that's what we used to learn. Let's see. Supergirl Cosmic Adventures in the 8th Grade wraps up. And that's number 6 of 6 out today. Another Batman Battle for the Cowl, the Network one shot out today as well.
There you go. And my boy Andy's following the Battle for the Cowl. Dynamite Entertainment Battlestar Galactica Final 5, issue 1 of 4 is $18.
Little man, what? That's got to be a collection
of
something.
It must be, yeah. The Boys. Boys issue number 30 is out from Dynamite this week as well.
IDW Publishing, Angel, Blood and Trenches number 3, G.I. Joe movie prequel number 3 featuring Baroness, huh? Star Trek Crew number 3 is out, and Sword of My Mouth number 1 is out today as well.
Yeah, The Boys is some messed up shit, dude.
You ever read
The Boys?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's some good messed up
stuff.
All right,
it is. Marvel Comics, Marvel Zombies 4, it keeps coming like a good zombie should. Yeah. Halfway through, issue 2 of 4 is out. New Mutants number 1. I am going to check this out because I used to like the New Mutants. So, Let's see if the reboot's any good.
Okay, if I'm buying anything today, it's going to be from Blue Water Productions because I have my choice of Vincent Price Presents number 8 or, sir, Plan 9 from Outer Space. Strikes again!
Oh, wow. That's kind of cool.
Da-da-da-da!
There you go. Good week.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view.
Yes, we are.
Yes, indeed. The Star Trek Experience is back!
Yay! Woo! Is it like the Jimi Hendrix Experience?
No, the big thing in Vegas, sir. Trek movie says that the ride's going to open in phases. The Vegas mayor claiming the first phase is even going to open this week in time for the premiere of the new movie.
Wowzers.
Star Trek Experience closed last year. Main part of the ride seems to be aimed to open sometime in 2010 and follow up on the introductory space-themed bar and restaurant which stopped from the original series and from the new movie. I don't care. I didn't get to go, and now I have my chance, so I will be.
That's
when this
right.
opens back up, I'm going on vacation.
Get on out there, man. That'd be sweet.
Damn right.
From Newsarama, a sequel to Wolverine, already an ongoing concern. Yeah, we knew that was coming.
Shocker.
From the trade, quote, the Seed partners have begun planning the sequel, which they're squarely focusing on the samurai storyline. So I do like that.
That would be good.
We'll
if
see.
They get it right. Let's see. You know, Facebook once tried to buy Twitter. Google and Microsoft have been giving it a look, but it looks like Apple is close to sealing a deal for possibly as much as $700 million.
Oh my God.
For Twitter. Now, the Facebook deal fell apart because they offered them like $500 million in cash and stocks, and the Twitter people were like, we don't think your stock's worth that much.
Right.
But Apple, they could make $700 in cash happen.
Wow.
And if that's the case, they could buy Twitter. The big question is, can Apple be that smug in only 140 characters or less? Thank you.
Very nice. All right, from IGN, Maerscom has teamed up with Showtime to create a family-friendly, that's the quote, a family-friendly video game based on The Tudors. Have you seen The Tudors?
I know of it. So.
I got nothing else.
I've seen some screenshots.
It writes its own punchline.
It is.
Look at the link.
Hey,
yes.
How's this? Iron Maiden is now suing Iron and the Maiden LLC because according to the lawsuit filed in U.S. District Court, the confusingly similar name was a ploy used to profit off the band's heavily trademarked name. Maiden wants the company to stop using the Iron and the Maiden name to sell its comic books, its video games, and other merchandise. They also want some money for all the trouble. I suggest do what they say, or they're going to send Eddie.
Oh, damn.
And you don't want that.
From Hollywood Reporter, Marvel Entertainment posted a nearly unchanged first quarter profit on Tuesday, driven by licensing and DVD sales strength. Let's see. There's numbers, but I don't care that much. Marvel raised the low end of its profit guidance for 2009 due to its solid first quarter performance in licensing and film segments. So you're still seeing declines in book sales. It's just happening. But this is why we have licenses and fees. So
and
Marvel,
movies.
They're okay. They're not going anywhere. Do you got Dom DeLuise in there? Because I want to make sure
I was. That was what we were going to say right now is we did lose. It turns out we lost him on Monday evening. We lost the great Dom DeLuise. no longer with us. He passed away apparently peacefully, hospital room, surrounded by family and friends. But, dude, funny as hell, man. Funny, funny, funny man. And you, sir, are definitely going to be
what
missed.
What was the superhero name in Cannonball Run?
Captain America! Well, no, wait. That's what he wanted to be.
Yeah,
oh,
he was Captain
Stupendous?
Something. Was it?
It's in the forums. We were talking about it in the forums.
Anyway,
I don't even remember.
Yeah.
But watch Cannonball Run. Watch anything with Dom DeLuise.
Yeah.
That little, when he's in Blazing Saddles for 30 seconds, and it's incredibly funny. No, it's like this. Stick out your head. Stick out your toes. Oh, my God.
You know, we mentioned him on a promo on the air at our terrestrial radio station. I wonder if that's still okay.
Oh.
Dude, that's Dom DeLuise.
Oh. It's going to be fine.
Okay.
Dom DeLuise is awesome. We're going to miss you, man.
Godspeed, Big D.
Geek Radio Daily. Hey. Drop by iTunes. Subscribe while you're there. You should probably subscribe. Hey, email the show to all your friends and family. Subscribe for them since they don't know how to do it. That would be awesome.
Make
GRD.
Them.
Licensed under the Creative Commons Attributions, Non-Commercial, Non-Derivative Works, United States License 3.0, bitches.
Woo!
Go check out The Squeakly. We talk about Wolverine and RavenCon. It's fantastic. Also, drop us a line at podcast Billy Flynn, Vic, or the Bruce or Flinchers at geekradiodaily.com.
I don't care. I don't care.
Stop laughing.
I don't care because...
You're going to get a slap.
I always wanted to be Captain America. It's a living. Oh, I'm so sorry. He left first. Mr. Martin left first. I mean,
why were you laughing?
Well, because he laughed and you hit me. I said, you.
Got it.